Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Winning Lifestyles Audio Edition podcast. This is your boy Nick back again with another episode talking about my blog post on three simple reasons why you should be opening your Roth IRA today, because all it takes is a dollar. If you're 18 years old and have a dollar, it's time. The biggest investment you can make for yourself is the Roth IRA. All you need is a phone, a tablet, or a computer with access to the internet, and you can get started. And I mean it. Yes, it's that easy. With 10 minutes of your time, you can have a Roth IRA just like that. When I was 18, I came across this investment vehicle, but was too naive to get started. There were too many factors to think about, like which brokerage to choose, how much do commissions cost, what was I gonna invest in? Like, I don't wanna buy something and lose all my money. And because I didn't do my research back then, these types of questions always put me in analysis paralysis. I mean, been there, done that, you feel me, right? Like, where do you even start? So I put together this short post so that you can find three very easy reasons why you should get started like today. Don't wait, just go and open it now. And one thing that I do want to note is you can only invest in a Roth IRA if you're currently employed and earning an income, and you can't invest more than the yearly contribution limit or how much after-tax income you make for that year. For example, in 2019, you could contribute up to $6,000 to your Roth, but if you only made $3,000 for your job, you can't magically take another $3,000 from someone else and contribute it into your Roth. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Reason number one. There are no longer any commission fees and minimums. That's right, back in 2013, it cost anywhere from $2.95 to $7.95 to buy a stock, commission, ETF, you name it, and that is just crazy. Like, I had this thought in my mind, if I picked the wrong stock, because, you know, I was really young, I didn't know about index funds, I could easily lose all of my money on one trade. Well, in 2013, Robinhood rocked the world by rolling out commission-free trades, and it wasn't until 2020 that all the big companies like Charles Schwab, Fidelity, Vanguard, JP Morgan, Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, E-Trade, all of them, they started rolling out this $0 commission-free trades. And many of these brokerages now also have done away with their minimums, with the exception of Vanguard, which has different minimum requirements for their funds, but that doesn't mean that you should shy away. This only means that if you want to open your Roth IRA today with a dollar, you can. And you know, to be honest with you, some of them don't even have a minimum, so you can open it and not transfer any money in, and at least it's there, it's ready to go whenever you're ready to put some money into the market. And you know, if you want to stay safe and you don't know where to put your money, look up index funds, check out the total market index or the S&P 500 index funds. That way you don't really have to worry, especially if you're young. Now, if you're a little bit older and you don't have the time to handle any risk that come from stock markets and you want to diversify and get bonds and have that allocation work out for you, but you don't want to think about it, then check out Target Date Retirement Funds. I have a whole post about it. I write about the books that talk about it. You can watch our YouTube channel about it. But, you know, there is a way for everybody out there to get invested like today. Now, I do want to just note real quick that even though there are no technical commission fees for trading, you still have to pay for option contracts at certain brokerages, and certain funds do cost money if you're buying them from a different brokerage. For example, if you're opening an account with Schwab or Fidelity, if you want to buy Vanguard's funds themselves, then you're going to get charged an extra $20 to $40 for that transaction. But if you're buying Schwab funds or Fidelity funds, you're a-okay. There are ways to get around this, like if you buy the ETF, then sometimes they don't charge a fee because it's just treated like any other stock, but make sure you read the fine print of your brokerages. Some of them still charge like a penny to 3 pennies per every $1,000 every time you sell a stock or an equity. Cool, so that brings us to reason number two now. It's a super savings account. Cue the Super Saiyan Goku going off. What a lot of people don't know is that since you are depositing your after-tax dollars, you are free to withdraw your contributions at any time without paying the 10% penalty. What this means is that whatever you put in, you can take out. But whatever you gained from interest or trading or dividends, that's just gotta stay in the account. So the beauty of index funds is that you can literally buy them for a dollar. You don't have to put up the whole amount for a full share. You can buy partial shares. And yes, now there is this new thing called fractional shares that a lot of brokerages are rolling out. Like Fidelity and Schwab just got those in right now. So you can open a Roth with them and buy fractional shares that way. So you can buy ETFs or stocks of your choice for as little as a dollar, $5, $10, whatever the minimum happens to be. And if you want to learn more about simple investing, a great book I recommend is The Simple Path to Wealth by J.L. Collins. Like a quick Google search, you can find his blog, you can see all the testimonials and the reviews and everything. The book was life-changing. I got a link of it in the description. But this guy is a titan in the field of simple investing. He just uses index funds, and his book explains the psychology and also the exact thought process you should have to make your life less complicated when it comes to picking stocks. And if you don't want to put your money into a fund or a stock, just leave it in your FDIC insured core account where it can earn anywhere from 0.20% to 1.51% interest. Just make sure you check the fact sheets or the prospectus for these core funds and that you're checking out that it's FDIC and not one of those mutual funds that isn't technically insured by the federal government. Here we go, final reason now. Reason number three to open a Roth IRA today is that your Roth IRA has a holding period before you can take out gains for approved purchases. So whether you're 59 and a half or you're 18, there's a 5-year holding period to which you need to wait before you can withdraw your earnings from your Roth IRA without having to pay any taxes or penalties. Now remember, the whole point of having a Roth IRA was so that your money could grow tax-free over time. What I mean by that is that you don't have to pay taxes when you take the money out when you're ready to retire, as long as you meet all those specific requirements. Now you're probably like, Nick, who cares? I'm not thinking about retirement now. I'm only 18. Well, what happens if you got really lucky and put your money into an S&P 500 or total market index fund for 2018 and saw that 31% growth in 2019 and then decided I'm gonna buy a house because the interest rates started to go down? Well, if your account has been open for 5 years, you're able to take out up to $10,000 for your first home purchase without any taxes or penalties. And there's actually quite a few qualified distribution scenarios if you're under the age of 59 and have held your Roth for 5 years. That includes first-time home purchases, qualified education expenses, expenses on births or adoptions, or maybe you get disabled or you pass away, or even paying for unreimbursed medical expenses if you're unemployed. These are all things that you can only take advantage of if your account has been open for 5 years. And what people don't understand is that, let's say you learn and you're late to the game and you open your Roth IRA at 58. Even though technically you can retire at 59 and a half and you can start accessing money, when you have the Roth IRA, it needs to be open for 5 years. So you technically still can't touch it without that 10% penalty until you're about, well, we said 58, so 63 years old. Now you can read more about this on Investopedia or any brokerage's site like Charles Schwab. These are the two biggest sources for my information for this post. But for more specifics, please remember to consult an accountant, a tax professional, or a financial planner, right? We at Winning Lifestyles are not financial service providers. We're just doing this for funsies and educational purposes. So remember, go and chat with the professional and do your own research, but we want to make sure that you get started and don't miss out on this opportunity and look back 5 years later and say, oh, I really wish I started back then. Now, why hasn't anybody told you any of these secrets? Well, 2020 is a revolutionary year for the yuffies. Brokerages have evolved substantially with technology to make it more convenient to open and manage these accounts. You don't have to sit in the bank anymore and wait 20 to 30 minutes as somebody keys in all your information. You can do it all from the comfort of your own home and get it done in less than 10 minutes. So check out our YouTube video on that. But with the unprecedented times that are transpiring in the first quarter of 2020, there's not a better time than now to open one up and start buying stuff while it's all on sale. Cause yeah, stocks and everything, woo, they dropped. Now, if you'd like to know more about which brokerage to go with, please feel free to check out my other posts where I talk about their pros and cons and finding the right one for you. But in the meantime, we at Winning Lifestyles really want to thank you for checking out our Audio Edition podcast. Please remember to check out our YouTube site and our websites for further information and to also give us a rating if you liked it. We really do appreciate your feedback and are looking forward to providing you more content. But once again, this is Nick Nguyen back at you with this idea that we can all build wealth together. Let's do it. See you in the next one.